This is Phil
Farron. And I am driving home. It is Thursday today. And summer has come back. Summer has been sort of coming and going this year. It gets here, and then it's not here, and then it's here again. And we are in the here again stage at the moment. Earlier this week, the weather was just gorgeous. And today it's back warmer again, which is okay. I would rather have it warm than cold. So I am not necessarily unhappy, but as you can hear, I do have the air conditioning on. This will probably be a little shorter than normal today, because today is a momentous day. Today, supposedly, there will be waiting for me at home, or at least sometime in this early evening, 40 beta copies of Loving, Grumpy Old Prophets Part 4. Yay! So I do have all my beta readers lined up, and I'm hoping to get all that in the mail this weekend. So my project this evening will be to get all the books signed and then figure out who's going to get hand-delivered copies tomorrow morning, and then which ones are going to go in the mail on Saturday, and yada, 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 yada. I also have a little side project I need to do tomorrow. I have to pick up my dad and take him down to the kidney doctor to see how everything is going with him. It's been a busy week at work. We think there's another project that I might be working on, and so I've been getting caught up to speed with domain-driven design and MVC3 using Razor. So, new ways to do things. It's always exciting when you're learning new ways to do things. But that all seems to be coming fine. It's just a matter of figuring out what the syntax is. And, you know, they say people who learn to speak languages, once you've learned three or four languages, it gets easier and easier. And I've learned enough computer languages that, it does get easier and easier, because you kind of have a model in your head of what you need to do, and so it's just a matter of trying to figure out, okay, how does this map down into this given configuration? And so that's part of the challenge. Also, with what's called MVC, Model View Controller 3, things are split up a little differently. And so learning all that as to how to split things up, and, you know, where the controllers go and where the views go and where the models go. But it's coming along fine. It will be just fine. Nothing like getting involved in a big project and learning a new language at the same time. Thankfully, I do have resources there, and they're willing to help me get through this first project, because then once I get through this project, the potential is that I can help them on other projects, because they are a little short-staffed at this point. A fine young man named Justin, this was his last day. Yesterday was his last day. He's been working in the same room with me for, 4 or 5 months now. And his wife graduated from college with a master's and was accepted in a doctoral program out in New York State, and so she's heading out there, and he's gotten a job out there as a programmer, and they're moving out there. So that's left a little bit of a gap in the programming staff at headquarters, and so I'm probably going to be picking up some extra duties just to help them bridge the gap until they get someone trained in to replace him. So life is good. Everything's puttering along. It is episode 168 today. And as I said, this is going to be shorter than normal. Oh, I didn't explain why. Sorry. Because I got the 40 beta copies and I had to go by and get envelopes so that I could mail all of these. So that put me farther north than I usually am. Excuse me. In addition to that, I needed to go by and get a movie so I could have that playing in the background while I'm working. So I was about halfway home by the time I started this. And under normal circumstances, I would peel off and go drive, you know, farther out and then drive back home to get my 20 minutes. But I got enough work to do with these 40 beta copies tonight that I really need to get home, get some exercising done, and then get this done. So that's why I'm just heading home. Anyways, this week, I'm still working on that book about You Are Not So Smart. I'm puttering along with it. I had watched some pretty interesting TED Talks, and one of them I may talk about next week, called The Optimism Bias, depending on how the rest of the talk goes. I started listening, the talk was done by a woman. Psychologist, I think, where they study the optimism bias, this idea that while you recognize that things go bad in the world, you tend not to believe that they're going to go bad for you. And I thought, well, I had a few little interesting thoughts about that. But I had already kind of investigated some other topics, some other things that were pretty interesting. And I came across this topic, and it's going to work fine for today because it's not a huge topic, but it was really interesting to me. And it goes along the line of the idea out of Proverbs that it is the glory of God to hide a thing and the glory of kings to seek it out. And if you've listened to this podcast for any amount of time, you know that I believe when it says the glory of kings to seek it out, that means us. Scientists, thinkers, that means us. People who want to investigate life, see what there is, because there's all kinds of interesting stuff everywhere. And the title of the article was In Good Health? Thank your 100 trillion bacteria. It was recounting a study that has just concluded that has brought to light some surprising things about our physical being as humans. Very interesting. Because when we think of bacteria, typically we go, bacteria, we want to clean it all out, get that out of our systems, but in fact, now that they've actually done this comprehensive study, they're realizing that bacteria may play even bigger roles than anyone thought in terms of health and disease. And that there are approximately 100 trillion good bacteria that live in or on the human body, the average human being. 100 trillion. Now, I read another article about this study, and I think I've mentioned this statistic before, but there's only something like 100 billion cells in our body that have DNA. And the figure that I was reading, I don't know exactly what the number is, but the figure that I was reading that says if you could do a tally of the strands.
Excuse me.
I'm not usually this tired going home, but I've been concentrating really hard on learning this new language, and it's left me a little spacey. I read in another article the statistic that if you consider all the human DNA versus the non-human DNA that we carry around with us as human beings, the bacterial DNA outnumber our human DNA by about 10 to 1. So, yeah, you know, we say we're human beings, but in fact, most of what we carry around with us is not human at all, which is kind of interesting to me, that we are not who we think we are. But these good bacteria, they do a lot of stuff for us. Some of this may sound familiar, some of it not. They help us digest food. They help us synthesize certain vitamins. They form a barricade. They form a barricade against disease-causing bacteria. And some of this was known, but no one had ever really done a study to find out in healthy human beings just how many of these bacteria are there that we're carrying around that are doing this stuff. So the Human Microbiome Project has just concluded, and I think it was federally funded, because I think in some place else I read that it was like $175 million or something like that. 5 years they worked on this, and what they did is they had 200 scientists at 80 institutions working on this. And they sequenced the genetic material of bacteria from nearly 250 healthy adults. So they went out, they had people fill out questionnaires about whether they were healthy or not, and then they screened them down. I read somewhere that they had started with like 600 people, and they ended up with something like 246 people. So you get all these people, and they swab them down like in the crook of their elbows and other places, including private part places. And they take all of this and they extract the DNA from all of this, some of which they said was pretty difficult to get out because these bacteria had adapted so well to living tissues that it was hard to grow them in the lab because they just couldn't survive outside of human beings. This is very much a symbiotic relationship. And then, once they had all these, then they set to work to try to figure out, okay, do they differ from person to person? How much do they differ? How many do we carry around? And the short answer is, it's a lot that we carry around. I read one place that it said like 1,000 species, and I thought I read someplace else that it was like 10,000 species. Anyways, it's thousands of species, and they all kind of vary from human to human. We don't carry all the same thing because it depends on where you were born, where you grew up. They talked in the article about how that babies are like a bacterial magnet. One moment. Get the mail. Babies are like bacterial magnets, and in fact, you could tell the difference from a bacterial standpoint between babies that had been delivered by C-sections and babies that had been naturally delivered, because there's different bacteria in the vaginal tract than there is in the stomach and in the intestinal area and that sort of thing. And all of this is really, really interesting. So I see my buddy, my neighbor coming in. I may have to stop and say hello to him. Because our internet went down. That was another little story this week. Our internet had gone down and we had to get that fixed. And so I was working on him with him on that. Oh, what was it? Tuesday? I'm backing into my garage. And then I ordered another part, and the new part is in, and so I need to go get the part down to him, blah, 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 blah. But anyways, we can get that done later. It looks like he went on. So anyway, so this big study is done, and they put together all this information, and a lot of the biologists and things are looking through this information, and they're saying, man, this is fabulous. I mean, they love the fact that now they've got all of this interesting work. Because now they actually have a baseline, maybe not a completely accurate baseline, but the beginning of a baseline for when they're doing cultures and stuff to say this is what a normal human being looks like in terms of the bacteria that are within them. And they're hoping to do studies now to see, okay, well, if we give patients antibiotics, obviously they're going to kill off some of the good bacteria, and how long does it take to get everything back in sync again after you throw everything out of whack? And they also think now that this mix of bacteria that we carry with us might explain why different people react to drugs differently, why some people get infectious diseases and others aren't. They may be able to nail down some of these things. But one of the things that it does show now, which is kind of the big surprise, is that they have different ways of expressing it. One of the microbiologists said we are more like coral, sea coral, that we're an assemblage of life forms living together. And another guy who put it in a more poignant way, he said that from the standpoint of our microbe, we may just serve as packaging. So I suppose one way you could look at it is that this collection of bacteria has just formed around us and is just using us a bit as a big sack to keep it alive. And you might come to that conclusion, if you didn't believe in a designer and you just completely believed in random atheistic evolution, which I don't. But it's all just very interesting because whereas at every step we think and we feel like we're getting closer to understanding what is actually going on, like in the human body, coming every day to a better understanding that. And just about the time we think we're getting our arms around it, all of a sudden we realize that what's happening is far more complex than we realized. And that, to me, is a signature of God's design. It's amazing that at each step, the deeper you get in, you find there are new things to discover, new challenges to undertake. And I think that's really cool. That in this life, as we go through this life, you can pretty much pick any field of endeavor. And you can always find new things to study, new things to learn. It's like there's this giant adventure ahead of us, and no matter what track we take through it, there's always something to challenge us and to bring us into a new interesting problem that we can apply ourselves to, that we can have our own glory because we can seek something out and find it. So that was pretty interesting. So because of all that, one of the doctors, I think, that was involved in one of these studies, he said, that when they were doing this study, one of the doctors said that when they were doing this study, they ended up with this huge deluge of data that was coming in from the genetic code of all these different bacterias. And it really created this enormous computational challenge for them. And another doctor was saying that they are just really scratching the surface now of the understanding of all this. And he added that it is humbling. And what a cool thing that we can be this far along in our technology and in our abilities and our knowledge, and yet we can turn around and say, wow, look. There's so much more to learn. I just think that's a fabulously interesting thing. I mean, once they sequenced all the DNA for humans and they got that, the Human Genome Project, all put together, now there's epigenetics, which is coming in behind it. And we have an understanding now that switches can turn DNA on and off and that can be sensitive to environment. And so now they're saying, oh, well, that was a huge project, but now we've got this other huge project that is going to take decades to get figured out. It's very cool. It's just very cool. So I suppose the upshot of all this is that we should never expect that we're going to arrive at a point where we have complete and full understanding. That no matter how far down the rabbit hole we go, there will always be more to discover. And that's good, because I think that makes life very, very interesting. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.